This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, you mentioned to me that we'll pick up some more phone calls later. When you call us, please turn off your TV so that we can hear you, inshallah. I wanted to ask you the question, and we talked about this earlier too, prior to this program, was that you mentioned that you got married at the age of 19, right? And at the time you were going to school, and you mentioned your husband was going to school at the same time. So tell me, were you able to have children, obviously go to school, pursue your master's degree, and even begin with a PhD? How were you able to manage your time, in a sense? And I know that you also wrote a book called Time Management, which we can also find on your website. So tell me about that.
Okay, alhamdulillah. SubhanAllah, I realized I had goals, I had dreams, and one of the things my father, you know, had told me at a young age was, and even when I was getting married, he was worried that if I got married, I wouldn't pursue my dreams and my goals and get my education done. And I knew that my parents brought us to America for a reason. You know, they struggled and they came here for us to get that education. And so when I was getting married and my father was in tears, I was like, Father, I'm not dying, I'm just getting married. So SubhanAllah, but I wanted to prove to people that you could do it. You could balance your life. You just have to have sacrifices in life in order to get what you want. And what most of us don't want to do is sacrifice, because they think it's so hard, And I wanted to show a different image that it can be done and that we need to do it. And nothing should stop us, SubhanAllah. And I've seen, you know, girls and guys who are blind and handicapped, and they're so mashallah successful because they don't let their handicap stop them. So what is marriage? Is that supposed to handicap us? Is children supposed to handicap us? I was like, it should only empower us to do it more for the purpose of getting other people to see that, as well as encourage our children to see that, you know, SubhanAllah, we did it and we weren't worried because we had Allah SubhanAllah with us. Mm-hmm. So managing your time is vital to your success, and SubhanAllah, it is something people should learn if they want to continue. If you want to have a successful life, you have to be able to learn how to manage your time, or else your time manages you and you cannot get everything that you need to get done.